This podcast is brought to you by Pastor Terry Green and Celebration Church in Salinas, California. For more information, you can visit us on our website at celebrationchurchsalinas.cc.
I have a lot to cover on Father's Day.
Se tiene mucho que cubrir en el Día del Padre.
And I wanted to use an acronym called Father.
Se quería hacer una la palabra la usar la Padre.
So I'm going to use that acronym and spell Father.
Se usará esa palabra y va a decir letra por letra que el significado de la palabra.
And I'm going to talk about the traits of God as Father.
Dice vamos a mirar cómo es Dios como un padre.
And the traits of good fathers.
Y los mirar cómo es un buen padre.
So let's begin with the letter F.
Vamos a empezar con la letra F.
The letter F stands for faithfulness, provision, and care.
La letra F significa fidelidad, provisión y amor.
Our God is a faithful Cuidado. God, and He provides for us.
Dice, nuestro Dios es fiel y Él nos da a nosotros.
The scripture says in Matthew 6.
La escritura dice en Mateo 6.
He says, "Don't worry about what you're going to wear."
Dice, no te preocupes de lo que te vas a vestir, de lo que te vas a poner.
He says, "Don't worry about what you're going to eat."
Dice, no te preocupes de lo que vas a comer.
I'm just paraphrasing the scripture up there.
Está realmente mirando la escritura que dice.
He says, "The birds don't worry about what they're going to eat, and I feed them."
Dice, los pájaros no se preocupan lo que van a comer y yo les doy a ellos de comer.
He says, "And the flowers, the lily in the field, nothing's clothed as beautiful as they are."
Dice, y las flores no hay tan hermoso como ellas.
And they don't do anything and worry.
Dice, ellas no hacen nada y no se preocupan.
I take care of the birds.
Dice, yo cuido de los pájaros.
I clothe the flowers.
Dice, yo visto a las flores.
I'm your heavenly Father.
Yo soy tu padre celestial.
How much more am I going to care for you?
¿Qué más puedo hacer por ti?
He cares.
Él nos cuida.
He provides.
Él nos da.
He's faithful.
Es fiel.
He said, "If you being evil,
dice, si tú eres malo,
know how to take care of your children,
y sabes cuidar a tus hijos,
how much more will I care for you?"
¿Cuánto más yo voy a hacer por ti?
He's not calling us all evil.
Dice, no nos está diciendo que somos malos.
But he's saying, compared to God, what we as humans do for our children is evil.
Dice, compararnos a Dios lo que nosotros hacemos por nuestros hijos es realmente malo. Amen.
No one can care for us like our Father.
Dice, nadie nos puede cuidar como nuestro Padre.
He also said in Hebrews 13:5.
Dice en Hebreos 13:5.
He says, and this is the Amplified Classic version.
Y esta es la Biblia amplificada clásica.
I'm going to read the second part of the verse.
Va a leer la segunda parte del versículo, Hebreos 13:5.
For he God himself said,
así Dios dijo,
I will not in any way fail
dice,
you.
En ninguna manera te voy a fallar a ti.
Nor will I give you up, nor leave you without support.
Dice, no te voy a dejar y no te voy a dejar sin estar a tu lado.
I will not.
No voy a.
I will not.
No voy a.
Three times he said it, I will not.
Dice los tres veces, no te voy a dejar.
In any degree ever leave you.
En ninguna manera te dejaré.
I will never leave you helpless.
Nunca te dejaré sin ayuda.
Nor will I forsake you.
Y nunca te desampararé.
Nor let you down.
Ni te voy a dejar abajo.
Or relax my hold on you.
O dejarme relajar mi
cuidado
por
not.
Ti. Nunca.
That's all in the word.
Todo eso está en la palabra.
He says, "I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you."
Dice, nunca te dejaré ni te desampararé.
Now, when people say that,
cuando la gente dice eso,
they mean almost never.
Dice, significan mayoría de las veces.
But your father says,
pero tu padre dice,
in your worst hour,
dice, en tu peor hora,
when you've committed your worst sin, come on, somebody,
tu peor pecado,
I will never ever reject you.
Dice, nunca te voy a rechazar.
Can you say amen?
Que alguien diga amén.
I will not ever leave you or turn my heart away from you.
Dice, nunca te dejaré o dejar mi corazón aparte de ti.
And you know what?
¿Y sabes qué?
I found out he meant what he said.
Dice, ¿sabes qué?
At
sí
my
lo
worst
hace.
Hour,
que mi peor
when
hora,
I deserved death,
cuando quería que
when I deserved
muerte,
to be turned in,
que me entregaran,
when I deserved to be thrown away,
que me tiraran,
not only did he not reject me,
no me dejó,
he took me in his arms.
Dice,
hallelujah.
Me tomó en sus brazos.
He loved me when nobody could love me.
Me amó cuando
he
nadie
loved
me quería
me
amar.
When I hated myself.
Él me amó cuando
he
yo
loved
me
when I condemned me.
Cuando él me
oh,
yo
but
me
aren't you glad? He never leaves you.
Que nunca te deja.
He never forsakes
él nunca desamparará.
You. And he loves you.
Él te ama.
With an everlasting love.
Un amor eterno.
Oh, tell somebody today.
Dile a alguien,
nobody loves me like Jesus.
Nadie te ama
nobody
como
loves
Jesus.
Me like my Father.
Nadie te ama como
nobody
Jesus.
Takes care of me like
nadie
He
me
does.
Cuida como Dios.
Lift your hands and let's
levante
praise
sus
Him
manos
this morning.
Y vamos a alabar a Dios.
We praise you, Lord.
Te alabamos,
because
Señor,
you love us.
Porque nos
and
amas.
You never reject us.
Y nunca nos dejas.
He told us in those scriptures.
Nos dice en esas escrituras.
Not to covet what our neighbor has.
Dice que no tenemos envidia lo que tenga el vecino, desear.
Why did he say that?
¿Por qué dice eso?
He said that because we have an orphaned spirit.
Dice, tenemos un espíritu como huérfano. Amen.
We feel like that we have no parents.
Dice, nos sentimos como si no tenemos padres.
We feel like we don't deserve good parents.
Que no merecemos unos buenos padres.
Sin has a way of making you feel worthless.
El pecado hay una manera que te deja sentir así.
Many of you felt alone for much of your life.
Dice, muchos nos sentíamos solos por mucho
de
la vida.
Everything you got, you had to give for yourself.
Dice, todo lo que tienes lo tienes que hacer por ti
mismo. If there was love
mismo.
To be needed,
si es amor,
you had to find it some other way.
Lo tenías que encontrar en una manera.
If you needed provision, you had to find it on your own.
Si te ocupas provisión, lo tienes que encontrar tú solo.
If you needed clothing, you had to find it on your own.
Si necesitabas ropa, lo tenías que buscar tú.
If you needed understanding, you had to go somewhere else.
Si ocupas entendimiento, lo tenías que buscar en otro lugar.
But our Father says to you and to me today through Scripture.
Pero nuestro Padre nos dice en la Escritura.
I'm a rich God.
Porque yo soy un Dios rico.
I have plenty.
Yo tengo mucho.
You will never be broke.
Nunca vas a estar
you will
quebrado.
Never be without.
Nunca vas a estar
you will
sin,
never be without finance.
Sin finanzas.
You'll never be without love and forgiveness.
Sin amor
you'll
sin
never be
perdón.
Without somebody who cares.
De alguien que te ama.
You'll never be without somebody who will listen to you.
Alguien que te escuche.
Because I am a father.
Porque yo soy un padre.
And I have the heart of a father.
Yo tengo un corazón
and you're
de
in
padre.
My heart.
Y tú estás en mi
and
corazón.
I'll never let you go out of
y
my
nunca
heart.
Te voy a dejar de mi corazón.
One more time, let's lift our hands
vamos
and praise
alabar, levantar nuestras
we
manos.
Praise you for it,
te alabamos,
Father.
Señor.
On Father's Day, we honor you, Lord, because
padre,
you love
del día del padre,
us.
Te honramos a ti, Señor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say he is faithful.
Él es fiel.
He is faithful.
Él es fiel.
If a man isn't faithful,
si el hombre no es fiel,
then it doesn't matter what else he is.
No te importa lo más que sea.
If a man is faithful,
si el hombre es fiel,
it makes up for whatever else he isn't.
Se compone de lo que no es.
His faithfulness will cause his wife and his children to love him.
Dice, su fidelidad va a causar que sus hijos y su esposa lo amen.
His faithfulness will make him useful and attractive to his wife and children.
Dice, lo va a hacer que sea atractivo a su esposa.
You say, well, I failed.
Dice, pero yo fracasé.
And I was unfaithful.
Y no era fiel.
Maybe to your marriage vow.
A nuestro matrimonio.
Maybe in other areas of your life.
En otras áreas de nuestra vida.
That's okay.
Eso no importa.
Because if you repent,
porque te
the Lord says,
el padre
you can
dice,
begin today
puedes empezar
to
el día
be
de
faithful.
Hoy. A ser fiel.
And I'll make you faithful.
Y yo te hago
I'll
fiel.
Empower you to be faithful.
Y te voy a empoderar a ser
and if
fiel.
God calls you faithful,
y si Dios te llama fiel,
He'll make you able.
Te va a hacer a
and
que
if
lo
He
hagas.
Calls you clean,
si te, si seas
nobody
limpio,
can call you unclean.
Nadie te puede decir que estás
you
sucio.
Can be as faithful
tú puedes ser tan fiel
and called faithful
y ser fiel
as the person
como la persona
who's never been unfaithful.
Que nunca ha sido fiel.
Oh, somebody say amen.
Alguien diga amen.
If you're not a virgin today,
si no eres una
virgen you can
hoy,
be a virgin from today onward.
Se puede seguir
are you hearing me?
Adelante,
because God forgets all your sins.
Porque Dios te perdona
I
tus
said
pecados.
The Lord remembers your sins no more.
No more, ya no hay pecados.
That's the love of a father.
Ese es el amor
that's
de
the
un
love
padre.
Of a heavenly father.
Es el padre celestial.
God has called you clean.
Dios te ha llamado
and
ser limpio.
No man can call you unclean.
Y ni un hombre te puede decir que estás sucio.
Thank God for the love of our heavenly father.
Gracias a Dios por nuestro padre
he
celestial.
He calls me clean.
Él nos llama
he makes
nosotros
me
somos
able
limpios.
To be faithful.
A ser fiel.
I am determined to be faithful to my family.
Estoy determinado a ser fiel a mi familia.
God said you should put him first.
Dios dice tienes que poner a él primero.
God is the God of first things.
Dice Dios es el Dios de lo primero.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Y llegue primero al reino de Dios.
And his righteousness.
su derecho.
And all these things shall be added unto you.
Y todo esto vendrá hacia ti.
I am determined.
Yo estoy determinado.
To seek God first.
A perseguir a Dios
and
primero.
And I don't care what we go through as a family.
Y no importa lo que hagamos como familia.
We're going to get through it together.
Vamos a ir juntos y vamos a sobresalir.
My God.
Mi Dios.
And my family.
Y mi familia.
Comes first.
Viene primero.
I can give up anything in this life I need to give up.
Puedo dejar todo en la vida lo que tengo que dejar.
It's all negotiable.
Todo es negociable.
Except for this.
Excepto por esto.
I will not give up my God and I will not give up my family.
No voy a dejar a mi Dios ni a mi familia.
I will never give up any of them.
Nada de esos dos.
I will be faithful to them.
Yo voy a ser fiel a ellos.
Does anybody join me today by faith?
Estamos juntos.
I will be faithful to my God.
Voy a ser fiel a mi Dios.
And I will be faithful to my family.
Y a mi familia.
And nobody will ever talk me out of it.
Y nadie me va a sacar de eso.
That is the greatest Father's Day present you could give your family.
Es lo mejor la mejor regalo que le puedes dar a tu familia.
So God is faithful.
Dios es fiel.
God is a provider.
Dios es el que nos
da. And God is a lover.
Es el que nos ama.
The A in Father stands for attentiveness.
Dice la A en Padre significa atentividad.
God knows, God knows every detail of your life.
Dice Dios conoce todos los detalles de
he
tu
said,
vida.
Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin?
Dice que los perros se venden por dos monedas.
And yet not
monedas.
One of them falls to the ground except your father doesn't know it.
Dice, tu padre lo sabe.
He said, the very hairs of your head are numbered.
Dice, tus pelos en tu cabeza están contados.
He even knows how many have fallen out of my head.
Dice, él sabe cuántos se le han caído de su cabeza.
Amen.
Amen.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Eso es muy bueno.
If I'm bald up here,
si está,
God has a good memory.
Dios tiene una memoria.
That's attentive.
Eso es atención.
Do not fear, therefore.
Dice que no tengas miedo.
You are worth more than many sparrows.
Dice, tú eres más que todo.
He says, then forsake your worries.
Dice que no te preocupes.
Why would you say, what will I eat or what will I drink?
¿Y por qué dices, qué voy a comer o qué voy a beber?
For my father cares for me.
Que mi Dios que cuida por mí.
Not all of us had attentive fathers.
Nosotros no tenemos padres atentivos a nosotros.
My father had many great traits.
Dice, mi padre tenía muy, muy, muy buenos tratos.
But he didn't spend a lot of time with me.
Y no, pero no pasaba mucho tiempo con él.
He didn't spend a lot of time talking with me.
No pasó mucho tiempo hablando con él.
He would lovingly lecture me.
Dice, amorosamente le daba lectura.
I don't mean that he was mean. He was trying to be sweet.
Dice, no es que era malo, pero quería ser bueno.
And he spent time with me when he corrected me.
Dice, y tomó tiempo con él cuando lo correctaba.
I'd much rather had a spanking than his talk.
Dice, le gustaba más que le pegaba que él hablara con él.
By the time he got through telling me why I did wrong and what I did right and why I needed to change.
Dice, cuando ya llegó ese tiempo de decir lo que hizo malo, lo que tenía que cambiar.
It was about an hour.
Era como una hora.
And sometimes I said, Dad, could you just spank me?
A veces le decía, papá, nomás pégame mejor.
That was not a good thing to say.
No era algo bueno decir.
Because he talked another 30 minutes.
Y empezó a hablar otros 30 minutos.
But my dad didn't spend a lot of time just conversing with me.
Dice, su papá no tomó mucho tiempo de conversar con el pastor.
You know, about everyday stuff.
De las cosas de la vida.
He didn't spend a lot of time training me.
Entrenándolo.
He didn't come to my ball games.
No, fue a los juegos de él.
He was busy working.
Estaba ocupado trabajando.
And doing the things that he could to provide the things for me that he never had.
Dice, él le quería dar las cosas a él que él nunca
tuvo. How many of you understand?
¿Cuántos entendemos?
No father is perfect.
Que ni un padre es perfecto.
How many of you understand that?
¿Cuántos entendemos que ni un padre es perfecto?
But there is one perfect father.
Pero sí hay un Dios y un padre perfecto.
And he will never leave you nor forsake you.
Y él nunca te dejará o te
desamparará. He knows your name.
¿Sabe tu
he
nombre?
Knows the number of hairs on your head.
¿Sabe tu
he is
nombre,
attentive to you.
De pelos en tu
and
cabello.
He sees everything about you.
Él mira todo de
he
ti.
Knows everything that happens to you.
Él sabe todo
he's
lo que
watching
te pasa
over
a ti.
You.
Él trabaja en ti.
Now I know.
Yo sé.
After many years,
después de muchos años,
I didn't think I was worth very much.
Yo no pensaba que valía mucho.
But now I know.
Pero ya sé.
That I'm pretty much God's favorite.
Pero hallelujah. Soy el favorito de Dios.
That's a joke, but not really.
Dice, es un juego,
my
pero
grandkids.
No. Tiene nueve.
I've got four of them.
Tiene cuatro.
And they all know that they're my favorite.
Y todos saben que son sus favoritos.
I say, Avon, you're my favorite.
Y dice, Avon, tú eres mi favorito.
And Braylon says, no, I am, Papa.
Y dice su otro niño que
I said, you're right, you're my favorite.
Y le dice, estás
And Arya says, no, I am, Papa.
Y le dice, no, yo soy papá.
I said, you're right, you're my favorite.
No, tú le dices, no, tú eres mi favorito.
And now Ava's my favorite.
Ahora Avon es mi favorito.
And none of them like that.
Y nadie le gusta.
I said, no, we're your favorite, Papa.
No, somos tus favoritos.
I said, you're all my favorite.
Dice, todos son mis favoritos.
And they said, no, we can't all be your favorite.
Dice, no, todos nos podemos ser tus favoritos.
I said, yes, you are.
Dice, tú sí eres.
You're favorite number one.
Tú eres favorito.
You're favorite number two.
Favorito
you're number
dos,
three, and no, you're number four.
Tres,
in the order you came.
En la manera que vinieron.
Somebody say amen.
Alguien diga amen.
And they like that. You go up and ask him, is Pop, are you Papa's favorite? Yeah.
Y le preguntan si eres el favorito de papá. Dice, sí.
Yeah, I'm his favorite number one.
Dice, yo soy su favorito
I'm his favorite number two.
Yo soy su favorito número
I said,
dos.
Brother, what are you? He said, I'm number two.
Dice, yo soy su favorito número dos.
Listen, God's got favorites.
Dice, Dios tiene sus favoritos.
He don't have one favorite.
No tiene nomás uno.
He has the capacity,
tiene la capacidad,
just like I do,
como él,
to make them all my favorites.
Que sean todos los favoritos.
I'm telling you, your father, you're his favorite.
Tú eres
How many
favorito?
Of you know he's got a house full of favorites today?
Tiene una casa llena de
Hallelujah.
Favoritos.
Lift your hands one more time.
Levante
and
sus
say,
manos
thank you, Lord,
vez.
I know I'm your favorite.
Gracias, Señor,
thank you
que tú
that
eres
you're attentive
favorito.
To me.
Que tú
thank
eres
you that you love me, oh God.
Gracias, Señor.
Hallelujah.
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 He is attentive towards you.
Está atento
he knows
hacia
who
ti.
You are.
¿Sabes quién
he
eres?
Knows where you live.
¿Sabes dónde vives?
He knows every need of your life.
¿Sabe que él sabe todas las necesidades de tu vida?
Let him father you.
Él deja que él sea tu padre.
I have 46 seconds and I'm only on the letter T.
Tiene 46 segundos y está en la letra T.
Next service there'll be no song service and no offering.
Dice no haber ofrenda en el segundo servicio y no.
There'll just be worship. There'll just be preaching.
Va a ser pura predicación.
That's good, isn't it?
That's beautiful. Es muy bueno.
Well, then you don't mind staying another hour, then.
I don't mind.
All right, glory to God. I'll Amen. Double your salary.
Well, that's fine too.
Good. Two times zero, zero. Amen.
Amen.
He's highly paid. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The T in Father stands for time commitment.
Dice la T en Padre significa el tiempo y de este ser commitment is compromiso.
Well, good. We're going to need that because I'm going to say it several times.
Thank you.
Time commitment means that God wants our time and He's willing to give us all of His.
Es el tiempo de estar comprometido. Dios, Él
like
quiere
that.
Su tiempo, amén. Que dale nuestro tiempo a Dios.
Did you know that if you're willing to spend all day with God, that He's willing to spend all day with you?
Si sabes tú que si tú Hallelujah. Quieres tomar todo el tiempo con Dios, Él quiere tomar todo el tiempo, todo el día con usted.
Here's how your children spell love.
Dice, es como tus hijos escriben amor.
T-I-M-E.
T-I-M-E. Tiempo.
They need your love and your time more than they need new tennis shoes.
Dicen ellos ocupan tu amor y tu tiempo más que los un par de tenis.
They need your love and your time more than they need that college education.
Dice ocupan tu amor y tu tiempo más que ese educación del colegio.
There were lots of kids that were sent to school and paid for their college and had a new car.
Dice hay muchos niños que lo mandaron a la escuela que le pagaron todo y ocupan un carro nuevo.
But they had a hole in their heart the size of a wrecking ball.
Pero tienen un hoyo en el corazón, amén.
You know why?
¿Sabes por qué?
They'd have traded that car in for an hour with her dad.
Dice, podían tomar ese tiempo por una hora con su padre.
Kids don't want things, they want to know you love them.
Dice, los niños no quieren cosas, quieren saber que tú los amas.
It's just like your father wants to know you love him, then all these things
es
shall
como
be added.
Tu padre, es que él quiere saber que tú lo amas y todo lo demás vendrá.
You want to know how you tell your father you love him?
¿Sabes cómo le dices a tu padre que lo amas?
Spend time with him.
Toma tiempo con él.
Spend time with him.
Toma tiempo con él.
Hallelujah.
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 God's not into zapping.
Dice Dios no está en lo demás, está en el tiempo, en el amor.
He could just say, zap.
Dice lo puede hacer, pum, que salga.
And you're all grown up, mature, and a mighty man or woman of God.
Dice ya estás grande, ya estás maduro y eres un hombre de Dios.
But God's more interested in the journey.
Dice, él está más interesado
God's
en la jornada.
More interested in the relationship.
En nuestra relación con Dios.
He don't want you to just be successful.
No quiere nomás que seas tengas éxito.
He wants you and him to get acquainted and teach each other how to be
Dice
successful.
Que ellos vayan juntos con Dios y se enseñen
God
juntamente.
Wants relationship with
Dios
you.
Dios quiere relación contigo.
It's a relationship, not a religion. Aren't you glad?
Es una relación,
Aren't
una
you
religión.
Glad you're not a number? You're a son. You're a daughter
hijo,
today.
Tú eres una hija el día de hoy. Aleluya.
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 So good fathers spend good time.
Buenos padres toman buen tiempo.
Quality time with their children.
Tiempo de calidad con sus hijos.
Time is the essential quality of any relationship.
Es una calidad muy importante el tiempo de una relación.
Let me say this: if I wanted to keep you from being successful in business,
dice, si te quería dejar de que seas tengas éxito en el negocio,
all I would have to do is steal your money.
Dice, nomás lo que tenía que hacer es robarte el dinero.
But if I want to keep you from being successful in your relationships,
pero si te quiero que sacar de que seas éxito en tu relación,
all I have to do is steal your time.
Todo lo que tengo que hacer es robarte el tiempo.
You show me kids who are messed up, and I'll show you a dad who hasn't spent time with them.
Si mira a los niños que están realmente mal, miro a un padre que no ha tomado tiempo de estar con ellos.
Well, that's not true in every case, Pastor.
Dice, no, a lo mejor no es verdadero en ese momento.
Occasionally, fathers spend a great deal of time with their kids and they mess up anyway.
Dice, a veces también los padres se toman mucho tiempo con los niños y en todo modo se equivocan.
But a huge percentage of the kids that are out and doing things they shouldn't are ones who never got time with their father.
Si miramos a muchos de los que están perdidos es porque no tuvieron mucho tiempo con los papás.
God help us if we spend time with everybody else's kids and not our own.
Dice, ¿cómo es que nos ponemos tiempos con otros niños y no con los de nosotros?
Well, that sounds a little hard, Pastor.
Se mira medio difícil, Pastor.
I almost fell into that trap.
Yo casi caí en esa trampa.
I was so busy saving the world and saving your kids, I almost forgot my own.
Dice, estaba tan ocupado de salvar el mundo y salvando a otros niños y se olvidaron los de él.
Are you listening to me?
¿Estás escuchando?
Oh, I was home.
Estaba en su
and
casa.
And I was saying I love you.
Estaba diciendo te amo.
But I really wasn't there.
Pero nunca estaba allí.
I was at work.
Estaba trabajando.
I was a workaholic.
Le encantaba trabajar.
When I came home, it's, hey, God bless you, I love you. No,
cuando
I'm not
llegaba,
at church,
dice, Dios
I'm
te
home.
Ama. Estoy en la iglesia.
And I needed to spend time with my kids.
Tenía que tomar más tiempo con los niños.
Dad, will you come play catch with me?
¿Puedes ir a jugar a pelota conmigo?
I will in a little while.
Dice, ahorita en un momento.
Dad, come play basketball with me.
Dice, ven a jugar a pelota conmigo.
I look at him and say, your what hurts?
¿Qué te duele?
I know I'm tired.
Dice, yo sé que estoy cansado.
He knew I was tired.
Él sabía que estaba cansado.
But he still wanted to spend time with me.
Pero todavía quería tener tiempo con él.
So I finally hauled my big butt up.
Me levanté.
And went out and played catch with him.
Y fue a jugar pelota con él.
He must have thrown 10 balls down that street and I had to go find him.
Dice, tiró como 10 pelotas a la calle y las tuve que ir a encontrar.
That's when I found out
es cuando se dio cuenta
what he valued most.
Que lo que le importaba más.
Because when I got through spending time with him,
cuando tomé el tiempo de estar con él,
he and my relationship improved 100%.
Es decir, nuestra relación radicalmente se hizo mejor.
I got to quit preaching because I don't have any more time.
Si tengo que seguir porque ya no tengo mucho tiempo.
And I certainly didn't plan on ending on that.
Y no quería realmente terminar en eso.
Kids need your time.
Niños ocupan tu tiempo.
Your wife needs your time.
Tu esposa ocupa tu tiempo.
Your husband needs your time.
Tu esposo ocupa el tiempo.
When you spend time,
cuando tomas el tiempo,
you're telling them,
estás diciendo a ellos,
you're more important than anything else.
Tú eres más importante que cualquier cosa.
If you haven't done it,
si no lo has hecho,
it's not too late.
No es muy tarde.
If there's breath in your body,
si hay respirar en tu cuerpo.
I know fathers,
yo conozco a los padres,
who are lousy fathers,
que son medios tontos,
not good fathers,
no son buenos padres,
but they saw the light,
miraron la luz,
and in their 60s,
en los 60s,
they started over again,
empezaron de nuevo otra vez.
It wasn't always easy.
No era fácil.
But you know what I found out about kids?
¿Sabes qué? Me dio cuenta de los
when
niños.
You get past the exterior and the pain and the hurt,
cuando pasa lo de exterior, el dolor,
they still want love from their dad.
Quieren el amor de su padre.
If you'll make efforts,
si haces el esfuerzo,
the Holy Spirit will help you and aid you.
El Espíritu Santo te va a ayudar.
And you can redeem the time.
Puedes redimir el tiempo.
Redeem the time.
El tiempo.
God will buy back time for you.
Dios te va a dar ese tiempo para atrás.
It's not important that you missed all those opportunities.
No es importante que me falles esas oportunidades.
It's important the memories you make for today and tomorrow.
Es lo importante son las memorias que haces el día de hoy y
God
mañana.
God will work with you to heal the heart of your children.
Dice Dios va a trabajar contigo a sanar los corazones de tus hijos.
You can tell me horror stories.
Me puedes decir historias feas.
But I can tell you horror stories.
Pero yo también te puedo decir historias feas.
That God healed those horror stories.
Y Dios sanó esas historias.
You don't know what I've done or what I didn't do.
No sabes lo que has hecho.
You don't know what they did or they didn't do.
Lo que has hecho y no has hecho.
I can tell you stories where it was worse than yours.
Puedo decir historias que eran peor que las tuyas.
But God's love can heal anything.
Pero el amor de Dios puede sanar cualquier cosa.
You give your heart and your time to God.
Si le das el corazón y el tiempo a Dios.
He'll show you how to give your heart and your time to your children and your family.
Te va a enseñar a darle el corazón y el tiempo a tu familia.
How many believe God can restore the time?
¿Cuántos sabemos que Dios puede restaurar el
tiempo? How many
believe
God can redeem the time?
Que puede redimir el tiempo.
How many believe God can restore the years?
Puede restaurar los años.
Oh, Father, I love you today.
Dios te amo en este día.
I praise you today.
Te alabo esta mañana.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
gracias,
Lord.
Gracias, Señor.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Gracias, Dios.
Praise you, Lord.
Te alabamos, Señor.
Thank you, Lord.
Te damos gracias,
I bless
Dios.
You, Lord.
Te alabamos, Dios.
I don't have time to go into the E, but it meant expressive love.
Dice, no tengo tiempo de hacer de la letra E, pero es el amor.
This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased.
Dice, este es mi hijo y mi hija que estoy encantados con ellos.
When you show love.
Pero tú les enseñas el amor.
Open affection of a father.
La afección abierta de un padre.
Is critical to the child's self-esteem.
Es muy crítico al ánimo del hijo.
Their inner security.
Su seguridad.
And their sexual development.
Y su sexualmente cuando
children
va creciendo.
Need to be touched and hugged.
Dios, los hijos tienen que estar tocados y abrazados y amados.
Why is it so quiet?
¿Por qué está tan callado?
In a day and age,
en el día
when we see wild sex everywhere you go,
que miras el sexo raro en todo lo que
vamos. On TV,
en la televisión,
in the backs of streets,
en las calles,
in open assemblies,
en
people making out,
la gente haciendo cosas malas,
doing all kinds of strange things,
haciendo cosas malas,
and yet you can't hug your baby,
y no puedes abrazar a tu hijo,
you can't hug your son,
no puedes abrazar a tu hijo,
you can't hold him,
no lo puedes abrazar,
in an embrace, and tell him I love you, son,
y decirle que lo amas,
you can't tell that girl I love you, honey.
No le puedes decir a tu esposa que la amas.
You can't kiss her on the cheek.
No le puedes dar un beso.
You can't say you're the apple of my eye, baby.
Que tú eres mi manzana.
You say, well, I was never loved.
Que no,
I was never touched.
Nunca fui amado.
I was never hugged.
Nunca fui abrazado.
Well, I was worse. I was abused.
Fui abusado.
None of those things are easy.
Nada de esas cosas son fáciles.
But does it mean that our children should suffer the same fate or another fate based on our inability to love?
No significa que tus hijos deben de sufrir por las culpas tuyas de no amarlos.
I know people who were never touched and never hugged.
Yo conozco personas que no fueron tocadas,
but they made up their heart and their mind with God's help.
Que miraron que
con la ayuda de Dios,
because God loved them. Porque Dios los
amó.
And
God is affectionate towards them.
Y Dios los está
affectionado sobre nosotros. I'm going to love on my kids.
Yo voy a amar a
and
mis
I'm
hijos.
I'm going to let them know their love.
Y yo los voy a enseñar que los amo.
And that daughter's going to know, grow up knowing what it's like to be loved. She's not going to be starved for affection.
Van a ser amados.
Because she got it from her mama and her daddy.
Porque lo agarró de su madre y de su padre.
Somebody lift your hands and praise God. Because
we
can
raise
kids in the teaching and in the fear of the Lord. And we can let them know that God loves them.
Que Dios los
and
ama,
we love them.
Que nosotros
and we're going to show you what pure affection is.
La afección pura,
we're going to show you that you love.
El amor.
Oh, somebody say amen.
Alguien diga amen.
Hallelujah. Father, I thank you. I don't have time to finish
Padre
this.
Padre Celestial, te doy gracias.
But I praise you.
Te alabo.
Hallelujah. Get your communion. We're going to take communion.
Vamos a tomar comunión.
The Lord told me to take communion.
This service. Dios nos dijo que nos diera comunión para ese servicio.
Hallelujah.
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 If I had it, some of you all write me an email and say, what was the last one? The R in Father stands for relational authority.
La R La R significa relación y autoridad.
God will correct you, but he loves you when he corrects
you. Él te va a corregir, Dios te va a corregir, pero él te ama.
If you don't correct, if you're not corrected, you're not loved.
Si no estás disciplinado, no estás correctado, no estás amado.
He'll correct you.
Él te va a corregir.
But he'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Pero nunca te dejará y te desamparará.
Hallelujah. I had notes on the heart of the Father.
Tenía notas del corazón de un padre.
It started in the Garden of Eden.
Empezó en el jardín de Edén.
Adam had been walking with the Lord in the cool of the day.
Adán estaba caminando con el Señor en el día.
In the presence of his Father.
En la presencia de su padre.
But now he had sinned.
Pero ahora había pecado.
And eaten of the forbidden tree.
Y había comido de la fruta prohibida.
And he covered his nakedness because of his shame of the sin.
Dice, y se cubrió porque estaba avergonzado.
All of us here have been ashamed because of the sin in our lives at one time
nosotros
or another.
Somos avergonzados por el pecado, amen, en nuestra vida.
But what did your father do?
Pero qué hizo tu padre?
In the garden.
En el jardín.
That affected Adam and Eve and you and me.
Que afectó a Adán y a Eva y a nosotros.
The Bible says he prepared skins.
Y la Biblia dice que preparó la piel.
Say skins.
De piel,
as opposed to fig leaves.
En vez de plantas.
Adam and Eve prepared fig leaves.
Adán y Eva preparon las plantas.
Trying to cover and atone for their sin and their shame.
Tratando de cubrir su vergüenza, su pecado.
But Father,
pero el Padre,
loved them enough
que los amó tanto,
that he killed the first innocent animal.
Que mató el primer animal.
Because the Bible says,
porque la Biblia dice,
without the shedding of blood,
porque la sangre,
pure blood.
La sangre pura,
there is no forgiveness of sins.
No hay perdón de pecados.
And so he killed those animals and gave Adam and Eve the skins to cover their nakedness.
Dice, mató esos animales y le dio la piel para que se cubieran.
In essence, what he was saying,
y cuando estaba diciendo,
I'm going to shed my son's blood.
Voy a dar la sangre de mi hijo.
So you don't have to cover yourself with shame.
Para que no te cubras con
he says,
vergüenza.
Because my son's blood,
porque la sangre de mi hijo,
will cover your sins.
Te va a cubrir,
remove your sins.
Te va a remover,
and remove your shame.
Y tu
and remove your pain.
Y tu dolor.
Whether you've sinned,
cuando pecas,
or been sinned against,
y cuando es el pecado,
I have come,
yo vengo,
to give you life,
para darte vida,
and to give you life more abundantly.
Y para dar vida en
I'll
abundancia.
Forgive you.
Te perdono,
I'll love you.
Te amo.
I'll restore you.
Te voy a restaurar.
I'll take away your shame.
Te voy a tomar, quitar tu vergüenza.
How many of you are glad God's got skin in the game?
¿Cuántos estamos contentos que Dios está con nosotros?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hold on, don't quit yet. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Father found a way to save us all.
Padre encontró una manera de salvarnos a nosotros.
Now I call him not only Ab, which in Hebrew means father.
Ahora no más me dice nada, pero en hebreo significa padre.
Jesus said, crawl up into his lap and call him Abba, daddy.
Dice, llega a sus manos y a su corazón y
Ab means
padre.
Father.
Abba.
And Abba means daddy.
Ab significa padre y Abba significa papá.
Because of this blood.
Porque la sangre.
God's not mad at you.
Dios no está enojado contigo.
God's not angry at you.
No está enojado contigo.
The devil wants you and me to think God thinks we're not good enough.
Dice, el diablo quiere que pienses que no eres suficiente.
The devil wants you and me to think that God's angry at us.
Que Dios es, que Dios está
enojado con nosotros.
Que está avergonzado de nosotros.
That our Father doesn't want us.
Que nuestro Padre no nos quiere.
Because then he knows.
Porque él sabe.
That when we sin.
Que cuando pecamos,
the devil knows that we'll run from God instead of up into his
que corrimos afuera de Dios en vez de ir a Dios.
This blood,
esta sangre,
that started with the skins of an animal,
que empezó con las pieles de un animal,
up in the shed blood of Jesus,
que la sangre de Jesús,
has assured you and me,
nos ha asegurado a ustedes
that
y a nosotros,
not only do we have a right to get in his lap,
que somos justos estar en su en él,
the Father is waiting for us to jump up into his lap,
que nuestro Padre está listo para brincar hacia
say,
él.
Daddy, I'm here.
Dile, Padre, estoy aquí.
I'm home.
Estoy en mi casa.
Forgive me, Lord.
Perdóname, Señor.
Wash me, Lord.
Lávame, Señor.
Cleanse me, Lord.
Límpiame,
restore
Señor.
Restore me, Lord.
Restáurame,
provide
Señor.
Provide for me, Lord.
Te me des, Señor.
Never leave me, never forsake me, Lord.
Que nunca me dejes y me desampares.
He says, I won't ever leave you.
Yo nunca te
dejaré. I'll never forsake you.
Y nunca te desampararé.
Oh, I worship you, Lord.
Te alabo, Señor.
And I praise you, Lord.
Y te alabo, Dios.
And as we take of the bread,
tomamos el pan,
which represents your body,
que representa tu cuerpo,
and we partake of the blood,
que tomamos la sangre,
which you gave for us,
que diste para nosotros,
to wash away our sins,
a lavar nuestros pecados,
and to restore relationship,
y restaurar nuestra relación.
Every time we fall,
cada vez que nos caemos,
our Father loves us.
Nuestro Padre nos ama.
He forgives us.
Que nos perdona.
He teaches us how to walk without sin.
Que nos enseña a caminar sin pecado.
Sin no more.
Y ya no pecar.
Woman,
mujer,
where are your accusers?
¿Dónde están todos los que te acusan?
That he who is without guilt cast the first stone.
Dice aquel que no tenga culpa que tire la primer piedra.
Woman, where are your accusers?
Dice mujer, ¿dónde están tus acusadores?
She caught in adultery.
Dice ella había sido adulterio.
Where are your accusers?
¿Dónde están tus acusadores?
She says, there's none of them left, Lord.
Dice Señor, ya no hay nadie.
He says, neither do I condemn you.
Ni yo te condeno.
He says, go your way.
Dice ve en tu camino.
And sin no more.
Y ya no peques.
He doesn't love us so we can sin.
Dice no nos ama para que pequemos.
He forgave us so we don't have to sin.
Dice nos perdonó para que no pequemos.
Aleluya. Lift your hands one more time.
Levante sus manos una vez más. A nuestro Padre celestial.
Father, we love you.
Padre, te amamos.
Father, we worship.
Padre, te alabamos.
Stand with me and sing.
Levántese, por favor.
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
Hallelujah.
Holy, holy. Come on, sing it. Holy.
You keep on healing, Lord. You keep
holy,
on restoring.
Hallelujah.
You keep on loving,
every time,
Father.
Que nos ama, Señor.
Every time.
You're my Father.
Te alabamos, Dios.
You're my everything.
Tú eres mi todo, Señor.
Father, you're holy.
Make me holy.
Que me haces you're santo, holy. Señor.
Oh, you're holy.
Hold on.
Espere.
The Lord said to me.
Le dijo el Señor.
Somebody's here who doesn't know Jesus.
Está aquí alguien que no conoce a Jesús.
Jesus is the way to the Father.
Jesús es el camino al Padre.
If you've never given your heart to Jesus, or you're far from God,
si no le has dado el corazón a Dios, estás apartado de Dios,
you need to return to God.
Y tienes que regresar a Dios.
I'm going to pray with you right now.
Quiero orar contigo en este momento.
He's not only going to forgive you.
Él te va a perdonar.
He's going to wash you.
Te va a lavar.
He's going to cleanse you.
Te va a limpiar.
He's going to restore you.
Te va a restaurar.
On the count of three, if you need God to restore you or heal you or forgive you,
en la cuenta de tres, si quieres que Dios te restaure, que te sane y te limpie,
I want you to raise your hand and I'm going to pray with you right where you stand.
Quiero que levante tus manos y vamos a orar por usted.
If you need this prayer, raise your hand. One,
si
two, three.
Si ocupa su oración, levante su mano.
One, two, three. Go ahead, raise your hand.
Levante sus manos. Levante sus manos. Levante sus manos.
Thank you, Father.
Gracias,
Thank
Señor.
You for reminding me, Lord.
Gracias, Señor.
This is Father's Day.
Es el día del Padre.
And you're about to go and jump in Father's lap. Hallelujah.
Vamos a brincar en el
lap de
Dios. Y va a ser limpio.
And he's going to help keep you clean.
Te va a hacer que seas limpio.
And he's going to fill your life with his love.
Y te va a llenar su vida con su amor.
You'll serve him because you want to.
Lo vas a servir porque quieres.
Not because you have to.
No porque no lo tienes que hacer.
Everybody who raised your hand and everybody in this building.
Que levante aquellos que levantaron sus manos.
Pray this prayer with me right
Vamos
now.
Vamos a orar todos juntos.
Heavenly Father.
Padre celestial.
Forgive me of my sins.
Perdóname de mis pecados.
Wash away my sins.
Lava mis pecados.
Love me.
Ámame.
Give me your peace.
Dame tu paz.
Give me your joy.
Dame tu gozo.
Give me power.
Dame poder.
To walk free from sin.
De no pecar.
Teach me how to do this.
Enséñame a hacer esto.
One step at a time.
Un paso a la vez.
Don't zap me.
No me pegues.
But love me every step of the way.
Pero ámame en cada en el camino.
Until I'm more like you.
Que sea más como tú.
Every single day.
Cada día.
I receive you now.
Te recibo en el día
and
de hoy.
All that you give me.
Y todo lo que me has dado.
By faith in your word.
Por tu fe en tu palabra.
You're my father.
Tú eres mi padre.
I am your son.
Yo soy tu hijo.
I am your daughter.
Yo soy tu hija.
From this day forward.
De este momento en adelante.
I am a part of your forever family.
Yo soy parte de tu familia.
And I hear the father say, welcome home, child.
Y dice tu padre, dice, ven, bienvenido a casa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's give the Lord a victory clap
Vamos
today.
A darle un aplauso al Señor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
Gracias,
you, Lord.
Señor.
Thank you, Lord.
This podcast is brought to you by Pastor Terry Green and Celebration Church in Salinas, California. For more information, you can visit us on our website at celebrationchurchsalinas.cc.